Hey, Nightlights. You know what today is? Today's Monday, which means it's Get to Know Night. The weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. We are occurring so many questions. Let me put on my glasses really quickly. Usually I should do this before I start the show, but I don't know how long I'll have power. Currently, I'm in the throes of another storm. It's not a hurricane. Not sure what this is. I think it might just be a tropical depression or something. But if you see my Instagram or Twitter or anything, you've seen a little bit of what we've been getting. It's been like that basically all day, all night. So you might hear some thunder in the background. So that's where that's coming from. I love and I hate hurricane season. It's amazing because I love storms. I love them so much. But it's also kind of sucks because it means no power sometimes, no internet. Also means flooding occasionally, but I'm pretty prepared for all of that. Anyway, so let's jump into this week's episode. The first question from Anonymous says, do a honeymoon audio? That's not really a question, but there's probably a honeymoon audio in the works. Oh, Anonymous also asks, do you know any of your signs besides Taurus, like your moon and sun and rising sign? I have no idea. I actually went to, I don't remember the name of what it's called, but they're telling me, like, I was like, your Jupiter is in something and all that stuff. It was so long ago, I barely remember it. I was like, you know, Mars is waning and all that stuff. Like, I can't remember any of it, but, yeah, I did all that a while ago, so I should know it, but I don't. I'm sorry. Anonymous asks, what country were you born in? I'm going to skip that question. People have a lot of different ideas of where I'm from, and I'd rather not get down to specifics. But I am a citizen of the world, is my short answer. Tori and Ashley ask, what does your normal day-to-day voice sound like? God, it's so situational. It depends on who I'm talking to, really. My voice definitely changes based on who I'm interacting with. And, like, I used to have a girlfriend who would get really annoyed with me. Because when I talked to my parents, it sounded one way. And when I talked to my friends, it sounded a different way. When I talked to her, I sounded a different way. So she's like, God, you always... And I'm like, I don't consciously know I'm doing it, but, yeah. I don't know. So it's hard when you do something subconsciously. Another accent question. Jesse, what is the accent you recently showed off in your accent tag? I cannot seem to figure it out. It is a... It's like my... It's... I don't want to... Northern Irish, a little bit of Scottish mixed in. It's how I sound often when I talk to family from that side of the world. I sound a bit, it's not as, I mean, maybe it comes off that strong, but yeah. When I stay with them for extended periods of time, that's normally how I sound like. So yeah. Do you have dimples or freckles? Sadly, I have neither. I wish. I always thought freckles were really cute. Anonymous. Throughout your life, have you been told more than once you're cute and handsome? By significant others I have, but not by, like, strangers. So. Also by Anonymous. Do you date plus-size girls? I have dated someone that considered themselves plus size, but I didn't think they were plus size. I dated almost every type of person. Ashley asks, what is your ideal outfit on a night out? God, I can't even think of a night out anymore because of Corona. Depends on where we're going, but like if it's just like a date night, man. I think I'm gonna really age myself here, but like, if we're just like doing like a normal go out, I guess like jeans, t-shirt, and like a flannel. I'm so partial to flannels. I love flannels so much. But yeah. Victoria asks, if you had to listen to a song for the rest of your life, what song would you pick? Claire de Lune by Debussy, or maybe Reveries, Nocturne was also on that list, maybe. I don't know. Probably Claire de Lune. Yeah, if I had like a soundtrack to my life, that's what I'd like. If I was like, if that was constantly looping, I think I could deal with that. Again, Ashley and Tori, they ask, if you had to be a plant, what plant would you be and why? I want to say like a cactus because I'm low maintenance and I'm a survivor, but that's not the answer. I think I want to be a palm tree. Because I can survive a storm and you can get coconuts for me. Yeah, maybe. No, a banyan tree. Yeah, I'll be a banyan tree. I think banyan trees are pretty awesome. I love some banyan trees. Cass asks, apple pie and cheddar cheese, yay or nay? Oh, I have to say nay. I understand why that makes sense, but for me, it's a nay. Let's see. Anonymous asks, on your last Get to Know Night, you said there were some things from your merch store that you were going to get rid of, or that you won't get rid of. What items are they? Oof. Oof, oof, oof. I guess I have to pull up the merch store. I'll like say this off the top of my head. I don't know if like I'm married to this, but I'm gonna just say these things because I was asked, so let's see. The storefront will actually show me what's like on the storefront or not. So I think the Nightlight hoodie is going to stay. I'm pretty sure the Always and Forever stuff is probably going to go. I think Boyfriend hoodie is going to probably stay as well. I'll see. Nightlight Korea is going to be gone. Feel Better hoodie is also going to be gone. Yes Daddy is going to be gone if it isn't gone already. I know the Fruit Gang and both the Fruit Gang stuff is going to be gone pretty soon. You're My Main Squeeze is also going to be gone. Don't Be Afraid to Be Yourself is also probably going to be gone as well at some point. So really the only three things that are going to be 100% there is going to be the Nightlight or the Nightlight Star hoodies and the Boyfriend hoodies. And that's about it in terms of like stuff that I know is going to be like, I can promise it's going to be there. Everything else, it's pretty much in flux. So if anything I said is going to be gone and you want it, I recommend getting it probably before the end of September, because that's when a lot of things are going to be changing. So just an FYI. All right. Do you believe psychic readers? I mean, do you believe anything they say or predict? I don't really believe them. I've done a couple things in like energy readings, crystal readings and stuff. Not as like as a practitioner, not as a, I mean, I when I was doing that kind of stuff, it was like people did readings on me and stuff. I don't know. I did a lot of that when I was younger. So I guess that's probably leading to my skepticism as an adult. But I get it, but I'm not a big believer in it. All right. Anonymous asks, do you feel like you're in good overall health? That's a funny question. I wish I was in better overall health, to be honest. I think my overall health is like kind of, it's not bad. But it totally could be better. I think I could totally be healthier and like better. I have a ton of unhealthy habits. But yeah. Could be in better health. Let's see, this will be the last one. Favorite rapper, rap song, off the top of your head. Ooh, okay. Oh man. Favorite rappers. It's such a hard. Okay. I'll spit off a few. So between Tupac and Biggie, Biggie Smalls, obviously. I'm sorry. I love Tupac Shakur, but I mean, if we're gonna make this East Coast West Coast conversation, it's gonna be East Coast. I think. Eminem has to be on that list. Mac Miller is on that list for sure. Objects Appear in Mirror. Got it. I think it's Objects Appear in Mirror. Can't remember the name of the song exactly, but that's, oh my god, I listened to that so many times. 2009 as well. Oh, Kendrick Lamar obviously has to be in this conversation. Also Post Malone. Although I don't really consider him a rapper necessarily. I mean, there's obviously an appeal for like Migos and stuff. Like mumble rappers are always going to have like a place. I'm not saying Migos are mumble rappers, but I'm just saying like mumble rappers out there are like, there's an appeal to them for me, but it's not like my go-to. Yeah. I didn't bring up Jay-Z. Jay-Z's good. He's just not like, he's not top five for me. Feels wrong to put Post Malone higher than Jay-Z. You know what? Post C, you go to six. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a pretty comprehensive list. My taste in music is super eclectic. I like rap. I like rap a fair deal. But it's definitely, I think it's like probably third most listened to genre for me. Like EDM obviously takes the cake, and then I don't know. It's classical second, maybe. Yeah, probably. I have like really weird music tastes, but yeah, that's the top of my head answer. If I had more time to think about it, I could probably give you a better answer. But I hope you appreciate that. I guess I lied. This is not the last question. I got one more. Anonymous asks, I noticed you posted some audios about medical school. What is your relationship with this? So the relationship is just everyone I am related to is in the medical profession. So I'm fairly familiar with it. So that's kind of where that comes from. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any more questions, of course, feel free to ask. The link will always be in the description down below. And that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you guys next week. Bye now.